Welcome to Just Words, the stories of working people in our community. I'm Mark Steiner. Becca Stapp is a waitress at my favorite breakfast place. She works there 5 days a week. She's friendly and outgoing. She's also a mother, a grandmother, and is currently working towards her associate's degree so she can go to nursing school. How does she manage it all?
It's kind of hard. The money doesn't come that often. If I take one class, that's a biology class, cost me $500 for the course at a community college, plus I have to buy the books.
But right now, Becca is delaying her own schooling, so her 22-year-old daughter, a mother of two children, can go to school. Someone has to watch the kids, and the care of her grandchildren has become a family affair, with three generations sharing duties so that one person can pursue a degree.
I get up at 3:30 in the morning, I come down, I read, and then I jump in the shower, and I call my daughter and get her up, and I go over and pick up my granddaughter from her, and I take her over to Waverly and drop my granddaughter off. My mother watches them, and off to work. I start at 6, and I work till 2, and at 2 I leave work, I go pick up my granddaughter and grandson. My mother picks up my grandson from half-day school. She leaves for work when I get there. And I bring both of them either here or we go to the park. And then after they leave, I fix dinner and my husband and I sit down and talk about the day. And then after that, we go upstairs and go to bed. We get ready for the next day.
Becca's a waitress. Her husband's a carpenter. Their combined income isn't princely, but they live in a nice home. And with juggling, can help their kids and grandchildren out. And Becca's beliefs have kept her from ever looking for help.
My mother and father taught us that when we were growing up, how, you know, you have to work for things. You know, there was eight of us, and my father brought him a paycheck for $70 a week to take care of the family, and that's pretty hard. And I've never gone to social services or food stamps or medical assistance. You know, a lot of people went for government help, and, you know, once you do that, you're given the responsibility of what you did to somebody else. And I can't handle that part of it. I think that's very important to, you know, get out there and get a job and take care of it yourself.
Maybe sometimes we forget how patient you have to be to achieve the American dream. Becca has been working on her associate's degree for over 10 years. She doesn't seem frustrated or impatient. She can just think of her mother, who was 55 when she graduated from nursing school.
So, you know, if she can do it, anybody can do it. If you can do it with eight kids, you can do it with one or two. Sometimes I look at it like I should have been done a long time ago, and I should have. But, you know, I made sacrifices for my daughter based on what I wanted to do for her. Now, I won't be 55 when I graduate, but I might be 40-something.
Just Words is a production of the Center for Emerging Media, produced by Jessica Phillips, through a grant from OSI Baltimore, investing in solutions to Baltimore's toughest problems with audacious thinking for lasting change. On the web at osi-baltimore.org. To hear more of these voices, visit us on the web at centerforemergingmedia.org or email us at justwords@wypr.org. I'm Mark Steiner. Thanks for listening to Just Words.